G'day, I'm Merc, and welcome to ErcPod episode 505, coming to you from Tokyo, day 46 of my trip and my first full day in Tokyo. And my day was so full that it won't even fit on the one episode. So this is part of day 46, and the second part of day 46 from Tokyo will continue in the next episode.
Good morning. It is day 46 of the trip, Saturday the 15th of February 2014. Just leaving my hotel room now. Yesterday afternoon I went for a quick walk to the 7-Eleven across the road, found a Pepsi machine which sells cans of Pepsi, a 500ml can for 120 yen, and then I decided that it was just too dangerous to walk out and do any more walking, so I returned to the hotel. I had an early night. I needed the early night, I think. So I had an early night. I woke up at about 1 o'clock, 12:30, 1 o'clock, and I had a look outside, and it was there was snow absolutely everywhere, and it was still snowing rather hard. However, so none of the streets or anything were ploughed at that point. So I took a photo, and then around about 6:30 this morning, I took another photo. The roads were clear, mostly. Not a lot of the paths were clear. There was one notable exception: the path from the intersection across the hotel to the McDonald's. That path was clear. But now it is approaching. It is approaching 8 a.m. There is no snow falling. It is raining. Not heavy torrential 70,000 tons of metal on Thursday rain, but it is moderate rain. And so as a result, that's starting to wash away the snow on the roads. And indeed, in front of me, the road that I'm watching now, because there's basically nowhere for the water to go, because all the footpaths and gutters and everything are still covered in snow, there's a lot of surface water, not necessarily enough to cause a flood or anything like that, but there is surface water enough to see the rain coming from the tyres, etc. The footpath immediately in front of me isn't clear, so you can see where the snow is, and you can see where the snow hasn't been cleared from the path, and then you can see where the path was clear at one stage, and then ice has formed, so you can see the ice there. It is about +3 degrees Celsius. Having said that, that was the last time I checked, about an hour or so ago. There is a little bit of a wind up, so that plus wind chill might take it to minus territory again. I'm not too sure.
Thank you.
Okay, this is going to be interesting. Okay, just slow and steady, Eric. Slow and steady. That's the way to do it. No rush. I'm walking on the ice now to the intersection of the Midori and Shinjuku 7, I think. This is way more dangerous than yesterday afternoon. There are still some people out. Gee, this is bad. We have water. We have water. If I was to step on it crossing the road, we have water that would probably be ankle deep, and it is fast flowing. Because as I was mentioning earlier, the snow is starting to melt, and there is nowhere for this snow to go. There is nowhere for the water from the snow to go. The drains and everything are still covered by snow, so there's nowhere for this water to go. It is starting to form, like you can see it flowing, like little creeks along the road. Despite this, there are still people out. Now let's see if, when this guy tries to cross the road, the lights are green for pedestrians. He's actually stepped back from the curve. I think he's seen exactly how much water is flowing, and he's aborted it for the moment to talk to two young ladies, which I can't blame him for doing just quietly. There's probably a dozen pedestrians around the four sides of the intersection, all just waiting at the lights, just going to see what is happening. The cars, especially at speed, are now throwing up some significant amounts of water. And indeed, if you have a low car like that low Mazda that I've just seen, the water is almost up to the bottom of the cars, the bottom of the car floor. When the trucks are going through, that makes the situation even worse. It's well advisable to stay well back from the road, as there is some spray being thrown up. I don't know how much walking I'm going to get in today, unless I don't cross a road, basically. I have seen some people cross the road, and it is not pretty. You go from one side of the road to the other. If you're coming from across the road where McDonald's is, there's a cleared path from McDonald's to the edge of the road. Then you've got two lanes of road that you cross by, and that's about ankle deep in water. Then there is a small median section where there's a bit of snow and a bit of ice. Then you've got another two lanes of road to navigate, and then between myself and the intersection there's a good couple of metres where there's some snow and ice on top, but there's lots of groundwater visible underneath. And so you get to that section and you think, yeah, I'm home free, there's snow, but indeed the ice is, as soon as someone walks over it, the ice and the snow contract a little bit and there's a little bit more groundwater. So probably the safest thing for me to do at the moment is not actually cross the road at all. I am lucky that there is a substation with a tiny road that I'd have to pass, but I can just stand here and watch people. Yes, that water is ankle deep. There was a guy who was wearing rain boots, and yeah, it's down to his ankles. And that water would be freezing. This is the really awkward stage of the snow process, where on the sidewalks there's enough to walk successfully without necessarily getting wet. Yeah, it might be a bit slippery, but crossing the road is definitely hazardous, and it is definitely hazardous to be crossing the road at the moment. It's something that I won't be doing. Now there's a bus alongside me, and it has actually has snow chains on the back set of wheels. And even with the bus, it's a low floor bus, the bus is trying to get traction. And even with the low floor bus, the water is almost up to the bottom of the floor of the bus. I just watched a guy, looks like he's trying to make some deliveries with some crates, possibly seafood. They look like seafood sort of crates, all cold meat trays, and struggling to get his little trolley through the ice and snow and then through the mushy bits that are leading to his truck. As you may be able to hear, I'm not sure how well you can actually hear the audio. The rain is moderate, it's not heavy at the moment, but you should be able to hear it hitting my hood and my jacket. There's some interesting approaches to people walking through the intersection. Some people are just basically trying to run, do a bit of a hop, step and a jump. Others are just walking. Very interesting just to stand here and just watch, actually. What I'm going to attempt to do very slowly is actually move up to another intersection. There is no way I'm going to try and attempt to walk across that intersection. Even the snow that I'm walking on at the moment, it's advisable to walk slowly. You can see pockets of water starting to form on this ice as well. Basically retracing the steps that I took yesterday, albeit on the opposite side of the road. And even here on this ice section, there are lots of water pockets that are coming up as the snow is melting. I'm trying to get to a covered section so I can keep watching without necessarily walking through this stuff myself. I found myself undercover, and as luck might have it, it is in front of a model railway store. They are open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays, and from 10 a.m. till 7 p.m. on weekends and national holidays. They're open all year except during New Year's holiday. This store is not duty-free, according to the signs that are in English on the front door. I have managed to get myself undercover. My hands are freezing, and I've basically only walked one straight block. Might be a good day to stay on the subway, I think. Of course, people still have to do what people have to do. Now, let's talk about the snow that is actually accumulated on the footpaths. It's probably the snow that has accumulated that isn't ice at the moment would be ankle deep, to give you some sort of idea of how much snow we've had over the 24 hours. Definitely not... not a lot of snow by some standards, but for Tokyo, I dare say that it might be. There is the occasional bit of falling snow that's coming from on top of buildings that's just going flat, splat occasionally. There's a couple of people who are clearing the snow from in front of their places of businesses. And here's a room of ATMs that I'm standing in front of at the moment. Now, everything's in Japanese, so I can't necessarily say if this is... Oh, there's an English button. Yes, it would be handy if I did insert my card, but I'm not going to. I just want to see if there's anywhere here where it says you can do foreign transactions. It's hard to tell. Everything is written in Japanese. Okay, what I'm going to attempt to do very slowly is actually move up to another intersection. There is no way I'm going to try and attempt to walk across that intersection. Even the snow where I'm walking on at the moment, it's advisable to walk slowly. You can see pockets of water starting to form on this ice as well. Basically retracing the steps that I took yesterday, albeit on the opposite side of the road. And even here on this ice section, there are lots of water pockets that are coming up as the snow is melting. I'm trying to get to a covered section so I can keep watching without necessarily walking through this stuff myself. I found myself undercover, and as luck might have it, it is in front of a model railway store. They are open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays, and from 10 a.m. till 7 p.m. on weekends and national holidays. They're open all year except during New Year's holiday. This store is not duty-free, according to the signs that are in English on the front door. I have managed to get myself undercover. My hands are freezing, and I've basically only walked one straight block. Might be a good day to stay on the subway, I think. Of course, people still have to do what people have to do. Now, let's talk about the snow that is actually accumulated on the footpaths. It's probably the snow that has accumulated that isn't ice at the moment would be ankle deep, to give you some sort of idea of how much snow we've had over the 24 hours. Definitely not... not a lot of snow by some standards, but for Tokyo, I dare say that it might be. There is the occasional bit of falling snow that's coming from on top of buildings that's just going flat, splat occasionally. There's a couple of people who are clearing the snow from in front of their places of businesses. And here's a room of ATMs that I'm standing in front of at the moment. Now, everything's in Japanese, so I can't necessarily say if this is... Oh, there's an English button. Yes, it would be handy if I did insert my card, but I'm not going to. I just want to see if there's anywhere here where it says you can do foreign transactions. It's hard to tell. Everything is written in Japanese. I'm now standing in front of three ATMs which look very different to Australian ATMs and those that you'd see in America. On the left-hand side, there's a like a telephone, which would be hardwired, and to a like a call centre if you need any assistance. And then there's a there looks like there's what's this thing? Oh, there's actually on this machine there's actually two separate handsets that you can pick up to talk to whoever you need to talk to, the bank, etc. There also looks like there's a fingerprint reader, and there's a touch screen as well. Very important to look for me for the English button, and it's the same with the ticket vending machines at the stations. And one of the interesting things is that you can also put your passbook on the in the reader. So not only have you got the option of using a card, you've also got the option of using an actual old-style passbook as well, which many people in Australia and overseas would not be familiar with. Oh, I've just missed a fire truck. Just missed a fire truck going down the road. So yeah, the important thing is to find the English button. Not all Japanese ATMs take foreign-issued cards, even if they are Visa card or MasterCard. Often there's a some sort of sticker where you will see various cards, and you can sort of look for the logo. Although this one does say that it, you know, there's Visa, American Express, Diners Club. So you may actually be able to use this and a whole heap of other cards. It says on the bottom of this sticker in English, cash advance service is only for credit cards issued in Japan. So I wonder if that means you can take money out at all or not. Despite all the automatic teller machines and credit cards and everything like that, there are still a lot of places in Japan that will only accept cash. If you are a foreigner and you have a foreign-issued card, the best place to get money out would be somewhere like a 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven have their own ATM network called 7Bank. And so that's the best place for a foreign national to get money out of their account. Other machines do it as well, but not necessarily universal. The money system sometimes looks more confusing than it actually is. My rule of thumb, and this is not necessarily the current exchange rate, is that 100 Japanese yen equals a dollar. So if you see like a purchase of a can of Pepsi for 120 yen, basically get that in your mind as $1.20 and you'll sort of get the idea. 500 yen, $5, then there is actually a 500 yen coin and a 100 yen coin and a 10 yen coin among others. So if you have a transaction where you hand over a 1,000 yen note, which is basically $10, and if you get a 500 yen coin back, don't be surprised. Indeed, I made a withdrawal from the ATM yesterday of 10,000 yen, and I did get a 10,000 yen note.
Thank you.
Now, I am watching a Mitsubishi car has having all sorts of struggle trying to get out of a parking space. The car's sliding all over the place trying to get out. It is all-wheel drive, but it's still struggling. It's just spinning its wheels. I wonder if I should go out there and give it a push. It just seems to be going backwards and forwards. Almost out. Let's see how we go. Just spinning all four tyres at the moment. Okay, let's see. Almost out. Not sure how long the car's been parked there. Just needs a little bit more traction and on the road. Well done. That took some effort to get out of that parking space. And looking as the car turns around the corner, the water is almost up to the floor of the car. I was actually considering for a moment going out there and trying to give the car a bit of a push. Just as I was thinking that, the rain increased. The car was basically going backwards and forwards in the one spot, in the one area, trying to get some traction. And even with all-wheel drive, that was difficult to get out. So I can only imagine what a two-wheel drive vehicle might not have even got out of that spot. Looking at the rad sign over there, I am 5 kilometres away from Shibuya and 3 kilometres away from Hakuju, I think. If I thought that yesterday afternoon was dangerous, oh man, this is so much worse. And there are people who are wearing the appropriate gear, like rain boots and that sort of thing. A lot of people carrying umbrellas for the rain, although they probably would have been carrying umbrellas for the snow yesterday as well. Having said that, I've seen guys in business suits and business shoes try and walk through this snow. And I have also seen a pair of bare legs this morning. A young lady was trying to walk through the snow this morning as well. Her legs would have been extremely cold. Probably would have had some sort of diplomatic incident had I offered to warm them up for her if she hadn't known what I was talking about. And yet there are some guys like this guy still trying to ride his bike through the snow and the ice. Now, I am watching a Mitsubishi car has having all sorts of struggle trying to get out of a parking space. The car's sliding all over the place trying to get out. It is all-wheel drive, but it's still struggling. It's just spinning its wheels. I wonder if I should go out there and give it a push. It just seems to be going backwards and forwards. Almost out. Let's see how we go. Just spinning all four tyres at the moment. Okay, let's see. Almost out. Not sure how long the car's been parked there. Just needs a little bit more traction and on the road. Well done. That took some effort to get out of that parking space. And looking as the car turns around the corner, the water is almost up to the floor of the car. I was actually considering for a moment going out there and trying to give the car a bit of a push. Just as I was thinking that, the rain increased. The car was basically going backwards and forwards in the one spot, in the one area, trying to get some traction. And even with all-wheel drive, that was difficult to get out. So I can only imagine what a two-wheel drive vehicle might not have even got out of that spot. Just looking at the rad sign over there, I'm 5 kilometres away from Shibuya and 3 kilometres away from Hakuju, I think. If I thought that yesterday afternoon was dangerous, oh man, this is so much worse. And there are people who are wearing the appropriate gear, like rain boots and that sort of thing. A lot of people carrying umbrellas for the rain, although they probably would have been carrying umbrellas for the snow yesterday as well. Having said that, I've seen guys in business suits and business shoes try and walk through this snow. And I have also seen a pair of bare legs this morning. A young lady was trying to walk through the snow this morning as well. Her legs would have been extremely cold. Probably would have had some sort of diplomatic incident had I offered to warm them up for her if she hadn't known what I was talking about. And yet there are some guys like this guy still trying to ride his bike through the snow and the ice. Okay, there's actually a cleared path. Okay, a bit of a cleared path that I've been able to walk through. And the clear path has ended, and now we're back to the door. Oh, this is fairly solid ice. There is a bit of groundwater there. You can see where some people have cleared the path to to their place of business or their place of residence. Careful, Eck. And then you get the section where cars have passed over, like to a car park, and yeah, it's almost ankle deep. Because what the car tyres do crossing this snow is they produce ruts, and that allows water to build up. And so when you're crossing paths and car parks and lanes and whatnot, you have to be fairly careful. Even people who are experienced in walking in these conditions are having problems, so you can imagine how much problems I'm having. I've made it back probably half a block back to a convenience store just around the corner from the hotel. My hands are so cold, my jeans are really, really wet because of the rain and water dripping off my jacket onto my pants. It is so cold and so not worth going out there and walking around just for the sake of walking around. Hello. Can I have a box of chicken legs, please?
Chicken?
Yes, please. Yes.
Nothing.
Sorry.
Okay. No problem.
Thank you. That's fine. Thank you. So what I basically did there, I asked for chicken legs. The guy wrote for me an English chicken, and I wrote legs, six, and he replied, no. Bowed, gave me the cross sign, no chicken, very sorry. So,
chicken leg, 6 pieces?
Yes.
Sorry, about 30 minutes.
30 minutes? No, that's fine, don't worry, thank you, don't worry, thank you. Oh, the guy actually just came back to me and told me that they were prepared to cook them for me, but it would take 30 minutes, so I decided against that. Let's get around the corner back to the hotel, and then we'll possibly head on the subway.
Passengers with the camera, if you are going to take photographs, can you please turn your flash off? It's most important on the underground. Can you turn your flash off when you use the camera? And next time, if you're going to take a photograph, can you ensure that I'm smiling, please?
채널 L6のポッドキャストを聞いています. 以来, 彼は 品質の音楽の多くの時間を提供してきました. 全て無料の話, L6は 2007年以来 ポッドキャスティングをされています. されていない毎週 15 文化庁コマーシャル講演や行動を促すこの 7 年間 エルクに財政援助を提供します 2009年以来 エルクは 25 各国から世界中からのポッドキャストのエピソードを記録しています 彼は常になったあなたを一緒に乗るのため エルクはあなたのため提供コンテンツを楽しむ場合は 気軽にいくつかの愛し あなたの友人に彼を見る 少なくとも 3 ポッドキャストを維持油性ボロ切れの匂いと一緒に行く 1 週刊しない請求書の支払いがあなたから小さなオプション毎月貢献が役立つことがあります お好みの月例貢献を ショーノーツに パトリオンのリンクをクリックします 貢献者はポッドキャストで使用できません 排他的の エルク内容が表示されます これらの貢献は エルク装置と頻繁に使用されるチャンネルエルクスタジオを維持するのに役立ちます
You are listening to a podcast on Channel ERK. ERK has been podcasting since 2007 and since then, he has delivered many hours of quality music and talk all for free. There have not been weekly 15-minute audible commercials, sponsorships or calls to action to provide financial assistance to ERK during this 7-year period. Since 2009, ERK has recorded podcast episodes from around the world from around 25 countries. He has always taken you along for the ride. If you enjoy the content ERK provides for you, feel free to show him some love and tell your friends. Keeping at least 3 podcasts a week going with the smell of an oily rag doesn't pay the bills, but a small optional monthly contribution from you may help. Click on the Patreon link on the show notes to make a monthly contribution of your choice. Contributors will receive exclusive ERK content that will not be available on a podcast. These contributions will help ERK maintain equipment and the often used channel ERK Studio.
almost back at the intersection where I started recording, and the amount of water is just growing. It is growing exponentially. I've seen some women struggle to get through these conditions wearing high heels. I could not think of a worse possible time to be wearing high heels, ladies, just saying. It was funny, when I was walking back from where I decided to turn around to get to here, I actually felt safer when I was walking, recording, than when I wasn't. There were a couple of ice skating moments there. Not that I've actually fallen yet, but it is a possibility. I haven't seen anyone else fall, although there's been some close calls and most people are walking very gingerly, those people who aren't running. The rain, however, has eased over the last 20 minutes or so, which is good to see. Now, things would be a lot easier if the these paths were cleared and there's no ice whatsoever. I have noticed some vehicles have got chains on their rear tyres. There's probably some people, Ian from Canadian is probably one of them, who I think has seen some photos and he's probably thinking, why are they even bothering to have chains in these conditions? Compared to back where he's from in Ottawa, compared to a place in Siberia that I saw a documentary about on the plane the other day, where they're just driving their cars, you know, it's something like 40 degrees below zero, coldest place on earth, and they're, you know, coldest city on the earth, and they're still just driving around. No snow chains. They're probably thinking, why are the crazy Japanese got snow chains in these conditions? And there's, from where I'm at least, there's not a lot of actual snow on the roads, but there's certainly a lot of slush and a lot of water. So I'm going to continue back to the hotel, try and get some more photos. My hands are frozen. I'm going to, and I've got to work out a game plan. There's another lady in high heels, absolutely struggling to get through the ice and the slush, trying to get across to the road so she can cross the intersection. Did people not look out the window this morning before they decided what footwear to use? the lady who I mentioned a little bit earlier in the high heels, and we got like 2-inch stilettos on. She decided to abandon crossing the road with lots and lots of water. The water would be probably up to the top of her stiletto, and then I've just watched her walk past me here in front of the. It is the Lawson convenience store. And every move that she, every step that she's taken, looks like she's about to twist her ankle. So if people, and there's other people that I'm watching, that I've been watching here, you know, there's one guy who's walking now, and when he takes steps, you know, he's basically got his each foot like half a foot in the air. And now the cars that are going at close to the normal speed limit of 50 kilometres an hour, when they're going through the intersection that I'm watching, the water sprays, and it's quite spectacular to watch actually when the water spray is not that spectacular if you happen to be caught in it, I'm guessing. Where I will go is down to the main Shibuya railway station. Now here's a mother and her child. She's got one of those three-wheel strollers, two wheels at the back, one at the front. That'd be difficult to be walking through. No problem. Yeah, so that might be a plan. Let's head down to the main train station not Shibuya, what am I talking about? Shinjuku, which is believed to be the largest train station in the world. Let's head there. At least all that's undercover. Let's head there. You'll be pleased to know that I am now underground. I am now in the area in front of the ticket gates at the Hayagashi Shinjuku station, which is station E2 on the Odeo line. I'm going to head to Shinjuku, the main station. And there's lots of things to eat and drink there. It's 9 a.m. I've been up since about 7 a.m. and it's time to eat. I've probably been outside now for a good hour or so, and certainly glad to be underground here where it's nice and warm in comparison, and dry off a little bit. There are some lines that are delayed due to snow. All the JR lines are delayed due to snow. The Cerebu line, all lines are suspended due to snow. KO is delayed due to snow. One of the Shinjuku lines, the S line, is delayed due to an accident. And there's delays on the T and the F lines due to congestion. So, service is now resumed on the Shinjuku line. There was an accident at 0622, so services have resumed on the S. Although, having said that, the way that the subway systems here are in Japan, the service frequencies are very, very, very good. But even so, most of the JR lines are above ground, so they'd be having most dramas with the snow. Some of the Tokyo Metro lines are actually above ground in some places, so there might be some minor delays there. But sometimes it doesn't matter how good your system is, sometimes there can be delays due to accidents that may or may not be a fatality, I don't know. They just seem to call it an accident here. There's an obstruction on the Nepuri Tonangaina. Now that accident on the Turkey line occurred at about just after midnight, so that's very strange. And there's the accident on the Shinjuku line occurred at 6:22, so that should almost be cleared up. I'm trying to watch the screens. They alternate between English and Japanese, so if I catch something really quick. Services on the... What's that? Oh, I missed that. But yeah, there are some delays due to snow, due to congestion, due to accidents.
Thank you. 新宿西口、新宿西口、丸の内線、JR 線、京王線、小田急線、西武新宿線はお乗り換えです。一部電車とホームの間が切り替えておりますので、
you know, I could try and snuggle all day, that'd be nice. I could try and struggle all day through the snow. I'm not going to. I've had my little bit of melting snow adventure for today, you know, my personal version of ice road truckers at the end of the season. But bit of subway time now, and more importantly, a bit of food and drink time is appropriate while I dry out somewhat. It's certainly not better to try and walk through the subway rather than walking through the snow. I'm going to head to the main Shinjuku station through the JR Shinjuku District gate. That trip cost me 170 yen, and I've got 400 pounds left on my cart. this will basically be the walk that I did the other night, but in reverse and with no luggage. So that trip's going to be a lot easier, and I can appreciate what's going on around me a little bit more than just simply have to get to the hotel. Don't know where I am, struggling to get through. It's a little less manic right now. We've no time restraints. I'm checked into the hotel, had no luggage. It's a lot better. Now, if I was trying to describe every single sign that I saw or every shop that I would pass, it would be extremely difficult. It is a massive... eye-opener is probably the right word. An assault on the visual senses. There's just so much here, some of which is in English, so I can't understand, but there's a hell of a lot that's in Japanese, so I'm only sort of guessing what that would be. And indeed at one of the, or the main line to the JR line that I'd be going to right now is actually blocked. They have a I was heading towards the JR line and exit A11 through to A15. However, there's a slight problem with that at the moment. The roof is leaking in many, many spots at the moment. So they've got a roller shutter which is half down. There's a whole heap of staff attending to the issue at the moment. Couple of engineer maintenance types. Looks like they're trying to assess the problem. And they've got some buckets collecting water. Some people are peering underneath the half-closed roller shutter, trying to figure out what's going on. Now it looks like there might be a blocked drain which isn't helping the matter. So it doesn't matter where you go in the world, you can sort of sometimes figure out what's going on just by watching. More people with ladders arriving, and they're trying to clear the drain so they can tip some of the water out from the buckets that it's accumulated. That's going to be going on for some time unless they actually fix the leak. Mind you, there's still some people who want to go through that particular exit. But in typical Japanese fashion, there is more than one way to get to a particular spot. So you don't have to worry about the only exit being blocked. can't go down there. When I left the E-Line at station 01, I've been walking underground for around about 15 minutes in various directions, maybe a little bit more, and I've actually found myself to another station on the E-Line without even knowing about it. I have found myself at the Shinjuku station on the E-Line, station E27. So I've walked in between subway stations on the same line without going above ground. That is amazing. So depending on where I end up walking underground here, there's so many different shops. You could walk for, you know, kilometres and not even know that you've gone to a different station. So let's have a look at the map. Okay, I started at the Hayagashi Shinjuku station. That's where I got on. That was there, and then I got off at the Shinjuku Niigushi station, station E1, and so I've managed to walk across from the E1 across to E27. So to get back to where I started from at the hotel, I would have to get on here at Shinjuku at station E27. I would then have to go forward a station to Toshime E28, get off there, walk across, and then get the train back to Hayagashi Shinjuku. Or I could just walk back through the tunnel. If I really wanted to go the long way, it looks like it just goes in a massive loop from Shinjuku via Yoyogi and a whole heap of other stations, E26 around at E2, if I wanted to go that particular way, but that would take a heck of a lot longer. Lots of different food shops over here, lots of different connections for lots of different lines. You can sort of understand now, if you have a look at the whole station complex, that this is indeed arguably the biggest station in the world. But let's head down a different path, and I have to still keep on remembering to walk on the left, not walk on the right. There might be a lot of people around, but it's still very orderly. It's 9:30 now on a Saturday morning. This is by no means peak hour, but there's still a lot of people out and about. Let's go up the escalator. Oh, there's a KFC across the road. Oh, yeah.